This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamabam. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah at Daf HaShavua, Siman Chav Zayin. Today we're up to Siv Zayin. Siv Vav is extremely interesting. Basic recap is that there are two deos in the Mechaber of what somebody who does activities with one hand and writes with the other hand. The first day of the Mechaber is that somebody who writes in one hand and does other activities in the left hand, the first day ignores writing, and he says you put tefillin on the weaker hand, irrespective of what you write with. The second day is that the writing is the main factor. The reason why writing is the main factor is because the pasuk says ukshartam uchsavtam, which implies that the same hand that you write with, you have to tie the tefillin with. Which is a very interesting limud. In other words, ukshartam uchsavtam says that if somebody writes with their left hand, then they should tie the tefillin with their left hand, with the hand that they are writing with. Even though, technically, that is the yad keha, because they do everything else with the right hand. So even though they're not putting on the yad keha, it's more important to tie with the hand that you... it's more important to tie with the hand that you write than to put it on the Yad Keah. Now, this Shita of the Rama seems to be the Halacha. Not everybody agrees that that's the Halacha, but that's the conclusion of the Rama, that you follow the second Deya. There are those who say that when it comes to writing, the Bir Halacha brings the Magen Avram, that according to the second Deya, even if you're ambidextrous with ksiva, you put it on the left hand, even though you do everything with your left hand. In other words, someone who is totally a lefty, except he writes in both hands, the Magen Avraham brings an opinion. The fact that you just write in the left hand, that alone is enough to make... he says, if somebody also writes in their right hand and writes also in their left hand and does everything else in the left hand, then the halacha would be he is a full-fledged lefty. The Bir Halacha brings the opinion of the Bach, and he says that writing is only significant if you do other activities in your left hand and you write in the right hand. So then we're going to consider you a righty. But if you write in your left hand, you do everything else in your right hand, then you're not considered a lefty, you're considered a righty. In other words, writing is something, according to the Bach, that could make you a righty. It's easier to become a righty than a lefty. Writing will never take you out of being a righty. Writing will only make you a righty. That's the opinion of the Bach. Lamaisa, we follow the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, and namely the second Deya. The Malbim goes like the Bach. In other words, you got the Bach Shita? Well, the Bach Shita is if somebody does everything in their left hand, but writes in their right hand, they are definitely a righty. But vice versa, if they write in their left hand and they do everything else in their right hand, they're still a righty. However, the Gra says we don't care about writing whatsoever. Writing is irrelevant. Nevertheless, the conclusion of the Bir Halacha is that even the first opinion, that is only if the hand that you write with, let's say somebody's writing with his left hand, you can't do anything else. But if the hand that you write in, you also could do other things, albeit not as well, that is considered, the Bir Halacha says, "Aval in ba'oisa yad yachal gam ken lasis plus acheres rak shenokel lasis bi'ad hasheni mikri shalav b'shtei yadav l'kulei alma." since in the other hand you can't write as at all. And the conclusion of the Bir Alach is, even according to the first day on the Gra, if someone writes with his right hand, he does everything else in his left hand. But he could also do stuff with his right hand, he should put on tefillin like a righty. Okay, let's see Siv Zayin. Somebody has a wound, in the place of putting on tefillin, he should still put on tefillin. There's enough room on the arm for two pairs. Because the bone that's near the armpit, from the halfway point until the elbow, is the place of hanachas tefillin. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Ara kovda, rotzo lomar, babasar hatafuach ha-shalatz ara kovdai. On the inflated flesh that's toward the elbow, v'loi ara kovdai mamish, but not mamish until the elbow. In other words, the shita of the Mechaber is that you don't have the upper part of the arm to put on tefillin. You only have from the midway point of the arm until whatever is still part of the bicep. And even though, remember we learned earlier that there's a machloikas, how much of the arm one has to put on tefillin, the opinion of the Gra is kol makom hakivaras kashal niach b'tefillin. You could even go in the upper second half. Remember, from the elbow to the armpit is divided into half. So the shita of the Mechaber is, only in the first half you could put on tefillin. The Gra says the entire bicep is kosher, even above the bottom half. So here we're learning that the Mechaber Shita is that you're only allowed to put on tefillin in the lower half of the arm. And even so, there's still enough room for two pairs of tefillin. You hear this? In the Shita and the Mechaber, that you're only allowed to put on tefillin in the lower half of the arm, there's still room to put on two pairs of tefillin. Vim nespashi ramaka b'chol basar tepach, the maka occupies the entire bicep, dasha letzara kovda, yucha lismech adasim akilin, you can rely on the linea pin laniach b'basar tepach shabachatze oyun shal etzem, to rely on the gra that you could put on the upper half of the arm. And it sounds like you could even make a bracha. If the makkah is very big and you're distressed by putting on tefillin, you're exempt from putting on tefillin, even if you have place. Just put on the shalroish, chavav, ayin sham, ayin mashkazad, and sif hey, sif katan yurches. Sif ches. Oirech ritzua shal yad. How long does the ritzua of the arm need to be? In order to encircle the arm, and tie a knot, the simatach al ha'etzba ha'emtzos, and reach the middle finger, the yichrech yimena al etzbay shloisha krichos, and wrap around the finger three wrappings the yikshar. You hear that? That's very short. All you need to do is tie the upper arm, have it stretch out, and tie three wrappings on the middle finger. The noyagin oilam, the minog is lechrech al ezra shishoy shiva krichos, to wrap around the arm six or seven wrappings, says the Ramah, in lechrech haritzua ala titoira kidei lechazg ala yad. Don't wrap the strap on the bias in order to fasten it to the hand. Says the Mishnah Berurah, shloy shekrichos, shnayim b'perka tachtoin, one on the lower joint, ve'echa b'perka emsoin, one on the middle joint. So you do one on the lower joint, one on the middle joint, and then one on the lower joint. Two on the lower joint. What if someone is missing his middle finger? The Ben Ish Chai writes in a Tshuva the Dirshu quotes, you should wrap it on the finger closest to the thumb as a zecher. V'yesham detchila. Ah, so the first day is two on the lower joint, one on the middle joint. Some say the tchila echa bepergam say, first do one on the middle joint, the acher kach shnayim bepergatachon, and then two on the lower joint. Now,
Perka Tachton is the top one, is really the further up on the hand, right?
No. Tachton is the lower, is this. This part of the finger.
I meant further up on the hand, I mean further up on the arm.
What do you mean further up? No, it's further up is higher up. It's the lowest joint closest. It's this segment, the lowest segment of the arm. So the question is, when he says in the first opinion, two on the lower and then one on the middle, is it dafka two and then one? And the second opinion is one and then two? Because I don't think most people do either. I think most people do one on the lower, one on the middle, and then one again on the lower. So that's not like either opinion. Most people do not follow either opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. So we have to be mevar that. The wrappings on the finger you do after the shel roish. These seven should be on the arm. It's not like some who do three on the bicep, the dalet al azroya, and four on the arm. We're going to hold it over here. I wish you all a great day. Bracha v'atzlacha. And we'll see you Be'ez Hashem Monday. Okay? Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.